Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Esther Walker, Roger Wolf Kahn, Jelly Roll Morton, and Churchill. Frank Churchill, not Winston Churchill, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, October 18th, marked the birth in 1894 in Louisville, Kentucky, of Esther Thomas. She adopted the stage name Esther Walker and appeared on Broadway at the Winter Garden Theater in the production of Monte Cristo Jr., where she played Daisy and reportedly stole the show. Monte Cristo Jr. was described as a musical extravaganza in two acts, opened on February 12, 1919, and ran for 254 performances. Later that year, as Aunt Kitty in the Broadway show Hello, Alexander, she sang a song called Why Are Chickens So High?, which might explain why the show closed after just 56 performances at the 44th Street Theater. Hello, Alexander did, however, feature the song Roses of Picardy. Esther Walker's recording career was also brief. She recorded for Victor from 1919 to 1920 and for Brunswick from 1925 to 27, producing a total of 32 sides, including You Gotta Know How to Love and It Made You Happy When You Made Me Cry. In 1920, Esther Thomas married Texas theater owner Carl Hoblitzel, who had founded the Interstate Amusement Company in 1905. Carl and Esther established the Hoblitzel Foundation in 1942, which still thrives today. Esther Thomas Walker Hoblitzel died of cancer in Dallas on July 26, 1943, at the age of 48. She left the bulk of her estate to the foundation, but she left us the following.
The other night I saw my lucky star, saw that new moon shining from afar, saw a horse and he was milky white, so I knew that things would be all right. Then I saw a lucky load of hay, hey, hey, that means good news must be on his way. When he's nigh, I'll cry, where have you been? Check your hat and coat and come right in. Good news, you're bound to do me good. Come right here to me, good news, good, good news. You're what I've waited for, I wasn't slated for blues. Good news is welcome, welcome, welcome to me. Bad news is hell, come to me. So, Mr. Good, good news, you're bound to do me good. Come right here to me, good news.
Good news. funny place to live in.
I believe you.
I mean to live in if you're all alone.
And I'm all alone.
But since I met you, I'll have to give in. Just as long as you are all my own.
What does it matter?
I don't care if it rains or snows. I don't care if the cold wind blows. As long as I have you and you have me. And I don't care if the birds don't sing. I don't care about anything. Just as long as I have you and you have me. Your eyes can light my way tonight. Your smile can make me do what's right. You can make me happy as can be. I don't care if I'm always broke. I'll always have my little joke. Just as long as I have you and you have me. I know it's great to have a lot of money.
I hear you.
I know it's nice to have a lot of wealth. But we don't need gold to make life sunny. Just as long as we have got our health.
That is most important.
I don't care if the landlord squawks, throws us out on the cold sidewalks. As long as I have you and you have me. And I don't care if our Ford won't run. We'll always have a lot of fun. As long as I have you and you have me. You can go to work each afternoon. Come on home in time to spoon. Get along like birdies in a tree. Isn't that bird? And if our furniture they sell, we'll both start to yell. As long as I have you and you have me. And I don't care if they think we're bugs. We can live on hug and hug. Long as I have you and you have me. You can dig ditches with a spade. Then I know we'll make the grade. As long as I have you and you have me. We'll raise a family one by one. Just imagine all the fun. We can be as happy as can be. If they put me in a padded cell, I don't care, it's just as well. As long as I have you and you have me.
With Ed Small and accompanied by Rube Bloom, that was Esther Walker and As Long As I Have You and You Have Me, written by Al Dubin and Joe Burke. That recording was from March of 1926, but the song was also featured in the 1930 musical picture Top Speed, where it was sung by Bernice Clare and Jack Whiting. Before that, from her final recording session in October of 1927, we heard After I've Called You Sweetheart, How Can I Call You Friend, and Good News. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, October 20th, marked the birth in 1901 in Rumford, Maine, of Frank Churchill. He moved to Southern California with his family when he was 4 years old and got his first professional job as a pianist at 15, accompanying silent movies at a local theater in Ventura, California. At the urging of his parents, he studied pre-med at UCLA, but soon dropped out to pursue a career in music. He played piano in Tijuana, Mexico, and with an orchestra in Tucson, Arizona, but went to Hollywood in 1924, and despite having no formal musical education, won a contract as an accompanist and soloist with radio station KNX, and later recorded for RKO Radio Pictures. In December of 1930, he joined the Walt Disney Studios, where he scored nearly 65 animated shorts and wrote Disney classics including Someday My Prince Will Come for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which earned him an Oscar nomination for Best Musical Score in 1938. In 1942, Frank Churchill received two Academy Award nominations for his work on Dumbo, and a year later for his work on Bambi, including the ballad Love is a Song, co-written with lyricist Larry Morey, he received another two nominations. He died in Newhall, California on May 14, 1942. Here are three from the pen of Frank Churchill.
Big, very bad wolf, they didn't give three figs. Number filled his house with hay. With a hey hey toot, he blew on his flute and he played around all day. Number two was fond of jigs, and so he built his house with twigs. Hi diddle diddle, he played on his fiddle and danced with the lady pigs. Number three said, mix on tricks, I will build my house with bricks. He had no chance to sing and dance, cause work and play don't mix. Ha ha ha, the two little doolittle pigs just winked and laughed, ha ha. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf, the big bad wolf, the big bad wolf? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf, tra la 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 la. The day when fate did frown, and the wolf flew into town. With a gruff pop pop, he popped just enough, and the hay house fell right down. One and two were scared to death of the big bad wolfie's breath. By the hair of your chinny chin, I'll blow you in, and the twig house answered yes. No one left but number three to save the piglet family. When they knocked, he fast unlocked and said, come in with me. Now they all were safe inside, and the bricks heard Wolfie's cry. So he slid down the chimney, and oh, by Jimmy, in the fire he was fried. Ha ha ha, the three little pigs rejoiced and laughed, ha ha. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf, big bad wolf, big bad wolf? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf, tra la 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 la.
While you work, put on that grin and start right in. Whistle loud and long, just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest. Sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your troubles, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee. And whistle while you work. Light up, get smart, tune up and start. Whistle while you work. Thank you.
keep on singing all day long. Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. For if you're feeling low, you positively can go wrong with hey, hey ho, hey ho,
hey ho,
hey ho,
hey ho,
hey ho,
to make your troubles go.
Go, go, go.
Keep on singing all day long. Hey ho,
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 hey ho.
For if you're feeling low, you positively can't go wrong with a hey.
Hey ho.
I've always heard it as hi-ho, but that was Bill Curry and chorus with Harry Roy and his orchestra from April 5th, 1938, and the Larry Morey-Frank Churchill collaboration. Before hi-ho, we heard another Morey-Churchill collaboration, Whistle While You Work, from Disney's first feature-length animation, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Up to that point, Disney had been making money with animated short subjects, but a full-length animated feature was a huge gamble and was predicted by Hollywood to be a major disaster. That was Artie Shaw and his new music on Brunswick on December 30, 1937, just a few months before Artie switched to Bluebird and rose to fame with his recording of Cole Porter's Begin the Begin. We began our tribute to Frank Churchill with what was released as Dick Hember and his Essex House Orchestra, but is actually Freddie Martin's orchestra, and Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf from Disney's The Three Little Pigs. The vocal on that September 18, 1933 Vocalion recording was by Elmer Feldkamp, Terry Shand, and Trio. I love Ben Burney's version of Big Bad Wolf, where Ben, referring to the wolf, says, "Was he mortified? Was he mortified?" Frank Churchill teamed with Anne Ronell on Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf. She's best known for the jazz standard Willow Weep for Me.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, October 19th, marked the birth in 1907 in Morristown, New Jersey, of bandleader and composer Roger Wolf Kahn. He began playing violin at age 7 and eventually mastered over a dozen instruments, but in most cases he played alto sax. Roger's father was the fabulously wealthy industrialist Otto Kahn, who indulged Roger's musical interests and bought him the Arthur Lang Orchestra in 1923. Because of financial subsidies from his father, the band was sometimes referred to as the Million Dollar Band and included some of the finest musicians of the day. They played at exclusive venues around New York, including long runs at the Biltmore Hotel, and the band recorded for Victor between 1925 and 32. In 1928, Kahn wrote Crazy Rhythm along with Joseph Meyer and Irving Caesar, and it was introduced in the stage musical Here's How. Kahn also collaborated with Al Dubin on All By My Lonesome. In the mid-30s, Roger's interests turned more to aviation, and he gave up the band and worked as an aviation researcher, consultant, and test pilot. He died in New York City on July 12, 1962, at just 54 years of age. Here's Roger Wolf Kahn.
Feel it still, I always
Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra. We began July 14, 1927, and All By My Lonesome, written by Al Dubin and Roger Wolf Kahn. The vocalist there was Franklin Bauer. Next, with the vocal refrain by Henry Garden, it was One Summer Night from April 28, 1927. And we finished up with Franklin Bauer once again and Dance Little Lady from November 28, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, October 20th, marked the birth in 1890 in New Orleans of Ferdinand Joseph Morton, better known as Jelly Roll Morton. As a teenager, he played piano in sporting houses in New Orleans' Storyville section and worked as a vaudeville comedian, pianist, and other less upstanding jobs around the South. In 1917, his jazz composition Jelly Roll Blues was published in Chicago, whereupon he moved to California and played on the West Coast until 1923, when he returned to Chicago. He recorded piano solos for Jeanette and then formed his band, the Red Hot Peppers, which recorded for Victor. He relocated to New York in 1928 and continued to record for Victor until 1930. The Depression took its toll, and he fell on hard times and into obscurity. In the early 30s, Alan Lomax and his father, folklorist John A. Lomax, developed the Library of Congress's Archive of American Folk Song, and in 1938, Alan Lomax recorded a series of interviews with Morton about early jazz. His health deteriorated, and he died in Los Angeles on July 10, 1941. Here are three from Jelly Roll Morton.
Man, take that coat out of here. Thank you.
Hot stuff. Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers contributing to melting of the polar ice caps July 9, 1929 with Burnin' the Iceberg. That was preceded by Scott Joplin's original Rags, a piano solo recorded December 14, 1939. And we began our tribute to Jelly Roll Morton with the Red Hot Peppers once again, this time in Chicago, on June 4, 1927, and Billy Goat Stomp. The goat effects there were contributed by Lou Lamar, who also contributed the laughing in Hyena Stomp, recorded in the same session.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Ben Selvin and his orchestra.
Necessity, I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar, you're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity, I'd be lost without you. Most men tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way, this way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat, you're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity, I'd be lost without you. Thank you.
I'd like to know the thing to do, the why and the where, the what, the who, the way to please you, that's all I want to know. I'd like to know that from today you won't ever stray on feet of clay, and I'll have my way, that's all I want to know. Promise here that you will be kind when you are mine. Have no fear, I know love is blind, you'll toe the line. Dress for the fray and fit to kill, please don't think I won't and say I will. We'll make life a thrill, I think you're just divine.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Ben Selvin and his orchestra and DeSilva Brown and Henderson's You're the Cream in My Coffee. If you were listening to last week's Forward into the Past show, on which I was a co-host, you know that You're the Cream in My Coffee is from Broadway show Hold Everything. The vocalist on that October 19, 1928 Columbia recording was Jack Palmer. Next, it was Ray Sterita and the Piccadilly Revels Band, October 20th, 1927, and Varsity Yale Blues, written by R.J. Sinclair. We finished up with DeBroy Summers and his band in a medley titled Lucky Break, with the tunes I'd Like to Know, with vocal by Harry Bentley, Lucky Break with Arthur Sanford at the piano, and Tum Tum Tum. Harry Archer composed the music on all those, and Douglas Ferber wrote the words to I'd Like to Know. That medley was recorded October 20th, 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. We'll be right back.